This is Cat's Podcast, episode number 36. Hello and welcome back. Hi, friends. Welcome back to my show, to my little place here in the audio universe. I know it's been a while, and today I'm here to introduce, to launch a new little series where I'm talking to 9 inspiring women on the subject of standing in your own authority. So why this topic? Well, actually, it came to me on a run. So there was this moment where I thought, yeah, I want to talk about standing in one's own authority. And I want to talk about it with women, because I'm a woman. And yeah, I feel it's something beautiful and empowering to talk about that subject with women. So standing in your own authority, it's for sure something that was triggered by my own experience of the past couple of years. And I feel it's needed more than ever today. Yet at the same time, it's a timeless subject, a timeless topic. And it's always good to talk about it, how we can make that connection to our inner core, to our own power, and be firm within ourselves, because we really need our own stable ground to stand on. We really need to be firm in our truth and unshakably connected to our core if we want to change this world for the better. So it is something that's needed more than ever today. But as I said, it's also a timeless topic, and I really hope that we can inspire you and give you faith and hope, and also like practical tips and insights into our own lives and what has helped us to evolve and stand in our own power. So for now, take a moment to tune in and ask yourself, what has challenged you? Where were you challenged on a deeper level? Challenged, or maybe it felt even like forced to protect your core beliefs, your values, your freedom, your truth. Just take a moment and tune in and ask yourself, where were you challenged in your own power, your own authority? Maybe note it down and take the questions with you or the observations while listening to the upcoming episodes. And yeah, then let us know if there was something that really helped you or brought more light to your own life and experiences. And the other thing is that, you know, talking about standing in one's own authority, I feel that it is really something that is connected to a deeper side. It's something that is connected to your own spiritual evolution, be that consciously or unconsciously. And I know that spirituality and spiritual evolution are terms that some of you might shy away from, that seem really big and heavy and maybe even a bit woo-woo, and we'll also go into that. And it's really my hope and my aim with this series to demystify the term spirituality a little bit, and actually to show you that it is something that we can live in our daily lives, that it is something that we can practice on a day-to-day basis, and that it's not something that's separate from our quote-unquote real life. Anyways, I feel that the ability to stand in your own power is connected to something deeper. And it's our connection to that deeper thing, to our core, that eventually makes us stand firmly, that gives us this stability from within, the trust from within, just the power to really be within us and act from that space. And for me personally, it is my own practice, so my yoga / meditation practice, but also the lifestyle changes that I've made over the past 10 years or so that made me see clearer, that made me more stable, and that made me stand my ground firmer from within. Because that's also the notion that comes with standing in our own authority, that we don't want to be reliant on external forces, external approval, opinions of others, but be reliant within ourselves to be able to give the approval to ourselves, by ourselves, to self-trust and to act from a place of power within, connected to our true being, connected to what feels right for us. So, this is the spirit of this new series, and I really hope you enjoy it. Let me know, let us know what you think, and here we go. Enjoy the ride.